Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 2, Day 9, Awakened by His Voice. Let's read together Job chapter 37, verses 1 to 5. At this, my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen, listen to the roar of His voice, to the rumbling that comes from His mouth. He unleashes His lightning beneath the whole heaven and sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of His roar. He thunders with His majestic voice. When His voice resounds, He holds nothing back. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. Usually we are aware of the intimate sound of our Father's voice speaking so tenderly to us. But the voice of our God is not always just quiet and gentle. This scripture also refers to the sound of God's voice as thunder or a loud roar. I remember while we lived in Africa, we had the privilege of visiting Masai Mara Game Park in Kenya. One evening, while we were out in the open-top safari truck, we heard the sound of a lion roaring. The hair on the back of my neck stood up. It filled me with a strange mixture of awe and fear. What a majestic sound, so filled with power. But what a fearful sound, so filled with danger. Once it was quiet again and the moment of wonder had passed, our guide turned to us and said, "We call him the king of the jungle. Listen to his roar." Often we have our personal preference of the sound of the voice of God when he speaks to us. We need to realize that the voice of God has many ranges. It can be violent and loud, or still, soft and gentle. We need to awaken to the full range of the sound of his majestic voice. Do not limit the style or the ways in which God can speak to you. Let the majesty of his voice fill you with awe, for he is the King of Kings. Let the voice of God take your breath away. Let the sound of his cry fill you with awe and wonder. He is a marvelous God. Psalm 42 verse 7 says, "Deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me." Have you heard his voice like the sound of rushing water? Another time I was standing in Canada with my husband by the Niagara Falls. We walked right up to the point where the water cascades over the rocks, plummeting to the depths below. It was difficult to speak over the roar of the water, so we just stood and watched, mesmerized by the water. As I stood still, I felt God speak to me and ask, "Now do you understand how much I love you? I want you to hear the strong sound of my love for you. It is a love so powerful and overwhelming." That day I heard his voice like the sound of rushing waters, the roar of the waterfalls. As the mist from the Niagara River wet my face, so my tears flowed as I heard the roar of his voice shouting that he loved me. So let us pray. Focus for confession. Father, I thank you for the many ways that you speak. Sometimes it's still and intimate, at other times it is that roar of your majesty. Lord, I want to thank you that your range of communication with me is so vast. Thank you for your voice. Thank you that you're teaching me that this variety as I walk with you on the path of peace. Father, I thank you for your voice like rushing waters. Let this water, the water of your voice, touch my soul. Jesus, touch and refresh me in the innermost parts of my life, for your voice is like water to my soul. Father, as your words touch my life, let me know the glory of God come upon me. Amen.